Ladies and gentlemen, United States Senator Mark Warner. Good morning.
Good morning, Claudia. How you doing?
I want to talk about your Tackling Student Debt Tour that's going on across Virginia.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think many of your listeners probably have got a family member or know somebody who's getting affected by student debt. Student debt numbers are now greater than credit card debt. There's $1.2 trillion in student debt. And we are basically taking a generation of young people and crushing their chances to start a family, to start a business, to buy a house. And I'm going around Virginia, mostly on college campuses, but laying out some, I think, common sense ways that we can help relieve some of the pressure on people who've got a lot of student debt. So I've got a couple of plans to help people before they go to college. One that would be, you know, how can you knock a semester or more of college off in high school with dual enrollment in community colleges, and if you can allow you to use a Pell Grant in high school to pay for some of those dual enrollment courses, really helps particularly first-generation kids get a jump start on college and save money. I've got a plan to try to allow more people to start, whether they go to UVA or BCU or Harvard, it doesn't matter, they start at a community college for the first year or two and then have all of those credits transfer as full degree credits. That would dramatically lower the cost of higher education.
Senator Warner, the average student graduates college with $30,000 in debt?
$30,000, and if you go to graduate school, there are people who might have $50,000 or $60,000, $70,000. I mean, I know I was the first person in my family to graduate from school, and I came out with $15,000 worth of debt. I failed a couple times in business and then did well. If I'd come out with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, I'm not sure I would have been able to take my own personal life the chances that I did. So we've got to make it more affordable to go to college. We've got to make people better informed before they go to college, better consumers. I've got a bill that would call Know Before You Go so that you can check out a school in a easy-to-use fashion, what's your chance of graduating, what's your chance of getting a job if you major in a certain degree. And then I've got a couple of plans, one again with the Republican Senator, Marco Rubio, that says if you're out of school, we ought to make it a lot easier to do income-based repayment that would say we're going to cap your student debt payments at 10% of your income. So if you, you know, if you're out of business, you know, if you're out of work or if you're in a low-paying job for a while, you don't get hit with these crushing amounts of debt until you can kind of get back on your feet and get started. So I think these are some common sense approaches. None of them are going to completely solve the problem, but they all move, I think they move the ball forward.
And it's very important. And let's talk about the other one. You introduced several bills reaching across the aisles with the Republicans, the Employer Participation and Refinancing Act.
Yeah, this one, again, is it's common sense. Right now, if an employer can take $5,000 of your salary and apply it to ongoing tuition if somebody wants to continue your education, and the employee gets that money pre-tax, we're saying, why don't we go ahead and allow an employer to do the same thing on student debt. So if somebody makes, let's say, $45,000, and this would be the employee would get to decide whether they wanted to do this, they could take home $40,000 and have $5,000 paid directly against their debt, and that would mean they get it, in effect, pre-tax or tax-free that would go against. So it's just, again, an easier way for people to manage this this crushing amount of debt. Because one of the things we also have to do, Clovia, is we got to encourage more financial literacy in people at all ages. You know, what's happened over the last 20 years as we've cut direct assistance to higher education, yet college costs keep going up, we've simply filled the hole by making it easier for people to borrow money. And at some point, that comes back and bites you.
You can't pay it back because you don't have a job or a good-paying job.
Amen. And, you know, so in one of the things we're going to vote on next week, I'm not sure it's going to get through, but, you know, we came in as a country and we helped refinance and bail out all the banks. Why shouldn't we also come in and allow everybody with student debt to consolidate their student debt and refinance it at a cheaper rate, closer to what mortgage rates are?
That's going to be a tall order.
That's a tall order, but we will, we're going to try that next week as well. So I'm going around Virginia, talking to college campuses, and also hearing from parents and grandparents and others who sometimes have co-signed on these loans.
Yeah.
And they're under a great obligation as well. So this is a problem that I think we're going to hear more about. At Virginia State the other day, people said, well, why can't you just get this stuff done? And I said, well, if young people voted in their numbers, this would be a top issue. But,
yeah.
You know, people in 18 to 30-year-olds, they don't vote in numbers that they represent. And unfortunately, it makes it harder for people like me then to take an issue that's of importance to younger people and bring it to the top of the agenda.
Mm-hmm. So you're going across Virginia. You stop by Virginia State University, Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yeah, Virginia Commonwealth, Virginia State, William & Mary, ODU. I'm going to go to Western Virginia Community College today, Virginia Tech, George Mason. I'm hitting a bunch of them. And just trying to say, hey, one, you need to vote this year, but two, you need to realize that there are some of us up here working on trying to make sure that you don't go broke by going to college.
Wow. Tackling Student Debt Tour stops all across the Commonwealth of Virginia. U.S. Senator Mark Warner, thank you so much for checking in.
Claudia, thank you so much. Be well.